Morning Show on Radio Life and Style. And in the studio with me right now, I have the most gorgeous guests. It's Sue Green, is it?
Yes, it's Sue Green.
And a beautiful old English sheepdog called?
Jade.
Who is the face of Dulux.
Yes, I've got three of them, Jade, Orion and Yola, and the first letter of their name spelled Joy, Jade, Orion, Yola. So we also work as the Joy Dogs.
Okay.
They're therapy dogs.
What is a therapy dog?
We go to old age homes and schools. They're well behaved. They do lots of tricks. They make everybody happy. Just touching the dog releases endorphins and makes people feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And old English sheepdogs are obviously a very iconic look, but they must be very difficult to maintain in the South African summer, especially down at the coast.
Fortunately, we're from Joburg, so
yeah.
very difficult to maintain. I brush an hour every day, sometimes an hour on each dog every day.
Wow.
So it's really a big job, but I recycle the hair. You'll see just now I brought some of my knitted garments, which I've...
Oh, really? So you
I spin the hair on a spinning wheel and knit with it, yeah.
What sort of wool does it make?
Like mohair. Very nice. Very warm. Very thick.
Oh. So there's an industry. You've got a cottage industry going.
Yes.
Why are you in Ballito at the moment?
Mostly a holiday, but then I managed to source some work with Dulux because they are the Dulux dogs.
Okay.
And we did a promo at Builder's Warehouse River Horse on Saturday. And that was very successful.
Everyone loves the dogs.
Everyone loves them.
Yeah, and they're so well behaved.
They are.
What sort of training do you have to put them through?
Well, we do general obedience training. We still go to dog school every Sunday. And then I do lots of tricks with them at home. So during lockdown, they learn to skateboard.
Seriously?
And pull a wagon. Seriously, I can show you videos.
Wow.
And then the normal sit and down and give paw. And jumping
so
through.
So they're not attack trained.
No, they're not. But they would attack you if you went for me.
Really? Are they quite aggressive? Very,
just no, not at all. But protective over me.
Okay.
Yes.
Intelligence.
Very intelligent.
Par yep. for the.
Yeah, they can read. I could show you. I hold up cue cards and they read. Sit down. Roll over.
It's a breed that's not particularly common in South Africa.
No, there's only about 30 in the country. Nobody breeding at the moment. I've had to import my last three dogs. So Orion, the one that you see on the Dulux ad at the moment, he's from Russia, and Yola's from Hungary.
Oh. And you don't have a plan to start breeding?
I did want to, and it just was never possible. When I had Orion. Well, when I had Oscar, who was the face of Dulux, there wasn't a female for him to breed with. Then I got a female, and then Oscar wasn't able to breed. Then I got each successive dog I got, there was just a problem and nobody to breed with.
So there's no breeding program in South Africa.
No.
If you want an old English sheepdog, you have to now import.
Yes, yeah, from anywhere in Europe.
An enormous expense, I would imagine.
Enormous, yeah. Do you want to know how much?
Yes, what does it cost?
Oh, well, Orion cost 70,000, and that was 4 years ago.
Wow. So it's a serious investment.
Yes, it really is, yeah. But it's worth every penny.
And what turned you on to the breed? Why did you choose
old English? I went to a driving school to learn to ride a motorbike when I was 24. Fell in love with my instructor, and he had an old English sheepdog, and that's where it all started.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the story.
Well, they are extraordinarily iconic and so well behaved. If you were in the studio right now, you would see what I'm talking about. I think we'll put up a video or a clip on social media shortly to show you what we're talking about, because they are the most extraordinarily pretty dogs and so well behaved. You just want to give them a hug. So I can understand how therapeutic it would be, because as you say, those endorphins flood.
Yes,
a strange thing. You get endorphins from hugging and playing with lovely animals, and I think also from eating chocolate. It's the same.
Yes. Yeah, we've been so well treated here in Ballito. I mean, everybody's loved the dogs. We get accommodation at Pause for Thought. Where they've got cottages on the property where you can stay with your dog.
Oh, really?
Which is so perfect. It's just been wonderful. I think this is my third stay with Pause for Thought.
So this is why Ballito is an attractive proposition for you.
Because finding places where...
It's very difficult. Pet
and suitable. You know, I've been in others where there's an open swimming pool. You know, with my dogs, I can't have them fall into a pool.
Can't they swim?
No. They can, but then it's the grooming afterwards.
I asked that question in all seriousness because they've got so much hair that you would imagine that the weight of the wet hair might in fact drown them. So
not really. Huh?
Well, I'm sure nature is marvelous.
Yeah, I would also think that, but actually they swim well. Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I was just being typical. Yes. Yeah. People are the problem, not dogs. Well, how long are you here for?
I'm actually traveling back to Johannesburg now.
Well, wish you a very safe journey. And
thank you very
obviously
much.
Obviously, you bring a lot of joy wherever you go. The dogs are marvelous.
Yeah.
I just want to get close to all of them shortly. So let's take a little breather. I can take some pics. We'll pop it up on... anyone wants to get in touch with you, how would they reach you?
I've got a website, Joy Dogs, or Facebook is probably better. Or I can leave my details for the studio. People
that'd
can
be great,
phone
but,
me.
But your website is Joy Dogs.
Yeah, joydogs.co.za.
.co.za. Yeah. And wonderful to bring joy to people that are possibly in old aged homes, as you say, or orphanages, sort of thing.
Unfortunately, COVID put a stop to that.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's going to open
this year
again.
Will be better. Yeah.
So we wish you great continued joy with the Joy Dogs, and thanks so much for popping into the studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and meeting the dogs.
And on that note, here is a tune by Mango Groove, which is kind of reminiscent because they look a little lion-like to me.
They do.
And here is that iconic tune.